President Obama ended his three-day tour of Alaska with a final stop along the western coast in Kotzebue, where he officially unveiled new initiatives aimed at helping Alaska's rural villages cope with climate change in the fast-thawing Arctic. KNOM's Matthew Smith was there.
An Arctic conference in Anchorage, hiking glaciers in Seward, and getting hands-on with salmon in Bristol Bay. All a prelude to President Barack Obama's final stop on his tour of Alaska, which ended in Kotzebue last night. And when the president landed, it was an expected warm welcome.
How are you? Good to see you guys.
As a regional hub for 10 remote villages about 30 miles above the Arctic Circle, Kotzebue is where Obama came closest to actually seeing the communities he's touted throughout his trip as being imperiled by climate change. Communities like Kivalina, whose native village president Millie Hawley says sees those impacts in the environment and their food supply.
We barely got any seal. The bearded seal is what we rely on year-round. Usually we get about 80 in the community per year. This year we got 8. We lost the migration of the beluga, the changes in the migration of the caribou. Even though we try to protect our children from worry or fear, and they sense that things are happening to their home.
The president took to the podium at the Kotzebue Junior and Senior High School to outline plans for a joint tribal, state, and federal effort to help plan and pay for more than 30 communities in rural Alaska looking to relocate or rebuild. Obama calls it climate resilience. The effort will be led by the Denali Commission, an independent federal agency that's worked on Alaska infrastructure projects for nearly 20 years.
And this is going to cut through bureaucracy and red tape, frees up communities like yours to develop and implement solutions for events like coastal erosion and flooding and permafrost degradation.
The commission is also bringing $2 million to the table for relocation efforts. And while relocation is the goal for communities like Kivalina, clean water and functioning sewer systems remain elusive for many rural communities. In his Kotzebue address, the president announced a revision on eligibility within the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Alaska Village Program, opening the doors to more than 30 communities for new water and sewer grants.
You shouldn't wait until disaster strikes. We should see if we can invest in communities before the disaster strikes to prevent it. So today we're announcing more than $17 million in USDA rural water grants for infrastructure projects in remote Alaskan communities.
But is it enough? Northwest Arctic Borough Mayor Reggie Jewell lives in Kotzebue, and as borough mayor, has fewer than 8,000 people living in an area the size of Kentucky. Estimates put the cost of relocating just one village at more than $100 million, with emergency evacuation roads costing as much as $2 million a mile.
None of what we have on the plate, none of what many parts of rural Alaska are asking for, are things on a wish list. There's things that people need.
The president ended his trip with a tour of Kotzebue's Shore Avenue, a reinforced roadway along the coast that local leaders held up as an example of engineering that overcomes climate challenges, something they say Alaska and the Northwest Arctic desperately needs more of. In his speech, Obama echoed that idea that fast action is essential and pledged the federal government's support.
There is such a thing as being too late. The effects can be irreversible if we don't act. And that moment is almost here. And you know this better than anybody. I want you to know, as your president, I'm here to make sure that you get the support that you need.
But before flying out, a final detour, a brief moment with Iditarod musher John Baker. The president donned a Team Baker jacket for a picture with Baker's prize-winning pups, with the commander-in-chief even cradling a blue-eyed puppy named Feather. A quick photo posing behind Baker's dog sled, and then a hop from the motorcade to the airplane, and the president was gone. Like many in Alaska, most in Kotzebue saw President Obama only at arm's length, a handshake or a glimpse as he walked amid a throng of Secret Service, staff, and reporters. But many who came to hear the president speak or who waved flags and banners as he drove down Shore Avenue say that they're happy he made Kotzebue his final stop, with the hope that it will cause the conversation about the American Arctic to finally start. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Matthew Smith.